Dear Hilaria, I know you're going to be wondering why I wrote a letter when I could have just texted. I seem to have found a place with no bars. Intentionally, I think. Like, they built an invisible shield that has blocked all modernity. I can see that look on your face, the squinty eye, the raised eyebrow. What the hell has she done now? What has she gotten herself into? I just wanted you to know that I came out here for a good reason. I'm only good at one thing, really, and I thought I found a way to use it. You know, I've wanted to be a candy maker ever since I was young, and my dad took me to see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. They made it seem so magical, didn't they? Maybe it is. I don't know. I mean, you are bringing joy. What can be more magical than that? And you know, that very evening after the matinee, I started experimenting in the kitchen. I started to learn how to make all types of candy. And I'm good at it. I'm real good. I spent years trying to get my name out as a world-class candy maker, but it's tough. So when I heard about this competition just past Zuni at some place called Candy Kitchen, I knew I had to go for it. Sounds really legit, doesn't it? Like, that seems like the kind of place you should go if you want to be known as a candy maker. I googled to see if there was anything I should know about the contest. This place is wild. Apparently, back in Prohibition, they used candy making as a cover-up for making booze. I didn't know this, but booze takes a ton of sugar, so saying you're a candy maker is a good cover-up if you're buying that stuff in bulk. Now, they've moved past all that, and they hold this competition as sort of a joke to their sordid past. Now they are only interested in useful people, they say. I love that. I love that history, you know? It didn't look like there were many requirements for entering or anything, so I just signed up on their website and headed there. This place is out there, and I mean that in every sense. It's in the middle of nowhere with nothing around. I'm not even sure you can really call it a town. More like four or five buildings that just happen to be close to each other. The people too, you'll love them. It's like this mishmash of all the outcast people of every decade. It's wild. Like, there are still people walking around in pinafores and bearskins. I felt strangely at home though, you know, like I had come home or something. The competition was weird too. Even though it was open to the public, I think I was the only out-of-towner. I was worried that would hurt my chances, like this was just some kind of popularity contest or something, and I'd have no shot since I'm some big city girl who no one knows. I guess not though, because I won. The judges said my butterscotch caramels, you know the ones, my grandma's old recipe, were the best they ever had, and that's coming from a place literally built on candy. The town gathered around me and started chanting. It felt really culty. They were like in this big circle around me, dancing and chanting, saying things like, "She's useful, she is us." It was freaky. I didn't know what to make of it, so I just kind of awkwardly clapped and hoped it ended soon. Get this, Hilaria. They wanted me to stay here and be their candy maker. They already got a shop for me and everything, but they keep saying it like I'm going to stay, like they know I'm going to stay. They just keep saying, "There's always a place for useful people at Candy Kitchen." They just look at me and smile. I think I'm gonna do it. There has to be a reason all these people have been here for so long. And they're so happy. And I'm happy. This is my home. These are my friends. And my family. Everyone is so nice here. It already feels like I've been here forever. And I'm going to be here forever. You should visit Hilaria. We're always looking for new people. So come on, come to Candy Kitchen. You're gonna love it here. Sincerely, your friend and soon-to-be neighbor.
El Campo Santo was made in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico by Blackout Theater Company. Our goal is to tell the stories of Albuquerque and New Mexico on stage, screen, and anywhere else you are. This podcast was made possible with generous support from the City of Albuquerque City Council Department of Arts and Culture, New Mexico Arts, and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. If you like this podcast, you should check out our Season 1 of El Campo Santo and another podcast, Pret 101. If you would like to learn more about our plays and any other works, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.